Bildu.
Hello, everybody. So, hello.
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 Hello. Hello, everybody.
Okay. Hello, no,
who's that? I need a name. I need a name.
My name is Bo.
Who?
You didn't hear it when you didn't hear him scream. Uh-uh. What?
No.
Lynn gave me a heart attack. I was getting ready to say Leonard and Carlo, and he goes, "What?" I'm like, "Okay, there goes my heart." My Lord have mercy.
I think we're going to have Rosa come in tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Lauren.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Denise. How are you?
Oh, hi, we're
Denise. Good.
This is
good.
Lee.
Good to hear from you all.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
hello.
Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Sarah. Who just joined?
I think it was your daughter.
What?
I said it was your daughter.
Well, she's the greatest person.
Hello.
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 No one's talking today, so it's weird.
Oh, trust me, I've got a lot to say.
Well, because normally I think Sister Linda's on here having tons of conversations with everyone.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure if Linda's going to be able to make it tonight, so.
Oh.
Aw, yeah. Slackers.
We'll be praying. Yeah. We'll take prayer requests after, guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's happy.
I was in a really bad mood earlier, so.
Hey, Preston, how many people's on tonight?
50.
So far right now, we have 13 on right now.
Okay, somebody lied and said 50.
I don't remember who that was. You know, you got to stop spitting out numbers.
Hey, that's not me. Don't put me in that pot. No, no, no.
Linda's not on me.
No. Oh, somebody's phone.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi.
Has Liz moved yet?
I'm here.
Wendy's gonna be late. She had to work over.
Is Liz on?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you to the Rose family for rocking my day today.
Amen.
Yes, that was really cool.
It was.
Thank
cool.
You.
That was awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
People didn't get one yet. Just calm down. My fingers are really fat, and they don't move that fast.
tell Rooney and Levi we said thank you.
I will.
Sister Lee at 6:05, I'll go ahead and I'll mute the entry and you.
You know what, Preston? Can
what?
We give them to 6:06? Can we give them to 6:06?
Of course, 6:06, what an odd number.
Do what?
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Carol. Hi, everybody. I love every one of you guys
so
much.
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Hi, Ginger, everybody.
That's right.
Hello.
All right, Sister Lee, they can still join
okay.
in, but I'm just turning off the alerts.
Alrighty, sounds good. Okay, so I want to start out with a lesson. Again, guys, if you have any questions, as we are going through this, it is a very deep and profound lesson. Of course, anything from God is profound. Please don't hang up or give up. I've been through this myself, and it's imperative for God and me to get this right for every single one of us. With that in mind, before I start, we will have some prayer requests after. But I'd like to ask Pastor Bobby, he's the only one that can seem to other than God, but through his prayer, somehow him and Rita gives me the peace and the confidence that I need to teach. I hear something in the background. I wonder what that is. Wow. That I can, you know, be able to give this the way that God wants. I'm prepared. I'm well studied. I want you guys to know that. It's just that I want every one of us to get this. and as that, you know, with that, that kind of brings a little bit of apprehension upon me. So, Pastor Bobby, would you please pray for me and the lesson and for the people?
Okay. Yeah, can I say something before we pray? Can everybody make sure you have your TVs off or radios off, background, because we can hear that through our phones.
Okay.
That would make it easier and it won't interrupt. Thank you. Okay, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we give you praise for this day that you blessed us with, for the health that we have. Lord, we pray for Sister Lee, Lord, that you anoint her, Lord, that she brings forth the word. Lord, and anoint us, Lord, that we receive your word tonight, Lord, and as we join in together, Lord, inspire us, God, Lord, encourage us through your word, Lord. We give you praise and glory for it, for this opportunity to come together and learn in your word, Lord. We ask that you bless each and every one and help us all tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, God, for that peace. Thank you, Lord, for that. Okay, so now we're going to go over, recap, and I'm going to try to just refresh our memories. And that way it will bring us into question number 5, which is it's a quite consuming question. All consuming, because it's how is God rewarding men, women, and whatever, and how he is punishing men. So it's very, very deep and very entailed. But we're going to start over with, so we found out last week when Sister Rita, when she read the very first prophecy, we found out that God put enmity between thee and thy seed. He was, let's just face it, downright angry at Adam and Eve. Now he said there's going to be a constant choice to serve or not to serve. In other words, you were sitting and enjoying the fat of the land and you didn't have any worries. Now, you know, because they chose sin over him, and this is going to be very difficult, but not impossible. Never did I hear Sister Rita read that God would put sickness on Adam and Eve. Nor did I hear Sister Rita read God's word, he would throw poverty upon them. Because he said, now you will have to work the fields and take care of yourself. Now you're going to have to do some exercising. You're also going to have to teach your families about me. And not one time did I hear Sister Rita read that if they prayed to the Father, that he would not answer them. But definitely there's going to be some changes. He still loved them very, very much. So then, that was the first question, first one. The second question, does anybody have any questions over that?
No.
Okay, we'll move to number 2. So then we found out that Christ destroyed the works of the devil for us believers, not for the unbelievers, but he did not destroy Satan. You know, Satan was from heaven. Heaven and the garden, did he work? We found out that when Jesus, in question number 3, that when Jesus said, it is finished, tetelestai, he came to do the will of the Father that sent him, not his will, but the Father's will. My meat, my purpose, is to finish my Father's work. I finished my work now. The cross, his death, our healings, all of the stripes was for our healings. So then we go on to number 4. We're just recapping, you know. God is no respecter or respecting of persons. Anyone can have a part of that cross. In other words, we are entitled to it. If you're righteous and you're growing, well, now we begin with faith. Now we can start with question number 5 at this point. a right relationship with God is essential. And so how is God rewarding man? First, we're going to go into, now this is a lot of scriptures, guys. And like I said, when this is all said and done, we're going to do everything for you. We're all learning together. Sister Rita's going to draw up the questions and the answers, and they're going to be perfect so that when you need them, you can refer to them, as this is my favorite lesson that I've ever learned. So, in Matthew 21:22, it says, all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, what must we do? We got to really believe, and then ye shall receive. It's that simple. It's just that simple. All things. It doesn't say some things. It says all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer. Believing is all we have to do. And the next one is the most, and you shall receive. Okay, so now Mark 9:23. If thou canst only believe, can only believe, this means staying faithful. No declaring to others, well, it hasn't happened yet, out loud. It's never going to happen. I've been praying for 10 years. And it's never happened. It says here, if thou can only believe, now that changes, declare it that it is happening. Don't let up. All things, which things? Not some things, but all things are possible to him that believes that it's going to happen. So now when we see other people being blessed, you know, that are righteous, we don't have to wonder, why are they so blessed? Why? You know why? They declare it every day. They declare it to others. They have positive attitudes. My God is good. My God got me up this morning, and I've got a new mind, another new mind. I've got refreshing. I'm exhilarated. I'm happy. Even if I only got 2 hours sleep, I feel great. I feel good. I feel everything that God wants us to feel. So, we say we are healed, and we expect good reports when we go to the doctor. Out of fear, will not get the job done. These are all good things that God gives us, that he will get. Speech is absolutely, it has to be positive. It has, because what you declare out of your mouth, let's remember now that when God created Adam, why did he want Adam? Why did he make him? He wanted conversation. He wanted Adam to talk to him. That's all he wanted. Just like I talk to you guys, you talk to me. That's all he was desperate for, conversation. He wanted a companionship. When you think of how precious that was, how much he loved us, prayer is easy for me. Hey, God, I'm having a hard time with this prayer. Move me. Prick my heart. Let me, I don't want to, I got to pray in faith, and I got to pray in humbling. So he wants to, if you tell him what you need and you tell him what you want, He will answer you. Okay, James 1:6-7. Let him, now this is pretty powerful here. That would be me, Sister Regina, anyone, let him act in faith. No wavering. So we're going to do just a little bit here. We're going to go into Webster. I don't want to go into the Greek because it was not good. Webster defines wavering, shake with a quivering motion, become very unsteady, or, for that matter, unreliable. So, in other words, if you're wavering with your faith, could be that it may not happen. I'm going to say wavering is all over the place. If you go into the Greek meaning of what wavering is, trust me, you don't want to go there. You don't want it. Because that's, you know, what God really was saying. So, Webster says, shake with the quivering motion, like, let me, Sister Regina, anyone ask in faith and no wavering, and that's going to get the job done. Okay, James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord plus our faith shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. So you remember when people came to Jesus and he would say, you are healed, but go and sin no more. You want to keep your healing? Stay in me. Stay in me. I'll give you perfect healing. Now, 1 Kings 18:21, this one here identifies with me, okay? And I'm sure it has to a lot of you as well. But this scripture applied to me in the past times, very much so. Elijah came to the people and he said, how long? Halt. And I underlined this in parentheses and capitalization. Halt means limping to and fro, back and forth, between two opinions. So this is what he said. If you believe the Lord to be God, then follow him. But if Baal was the god of death and the underworld, then follow Baal. And you know what the people did? They answered him not a word because they were all, you know, he gave them, look, serve the one you want. But if you're going to serve him good. Basically, that's what he was saying, Elijah was saying. You know, don't beat all over the bush. You know, if you're going to get angry and attack somebody, kill them. I mean, not quite that bad. But I'm trying to get this across. If you're going to serve the Lord, serve him with your heart, your soul, your life. But if you're going to allow other things to come against you and God, then serve him. Don't beat all over the bush. Okay, now we're going to get some more rewards, let's see, from God. Some more words. These aren't rewards yet. But let me get my papers here straight. Okay. How is God still rewarding then? And we're doing scriptures to know how to get our rewards. So we've already read before Numbers 23:19. We know that God doesn't lie. Hebrews 11 teaches us, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. In other words, you're not going to get an answer or a reward. Rewards are only to them that diligently seek. Impossible is it's not a good word. For those that diligently seek, diligence, persistence, what this means, I looked it up. Gosh, I did a lot of looking up. Doing something regularly. It's very simple. Every day, pray, make good choices, to choose or not to choose, service to others, and have I ever seen our people come together on this, with this virus, and I'm in awe, and I'm humbled, and I know the Father is. People that we have hosted in the past, I've seen Denise, Shonda, I've seen Carl, all of our families. I've seen Peggy's family. What little family I have that could, we've all went there to help the people that was in need that came to our church. We built ourselves up by building them up. One example of faith, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things to come, not yet seen, He didn't see it. No one ever got to see this. He was warned. He was in there with God. God let him know. He moved with fear, and in the Old Testament, that is trust. He built an ark. We find that throughout the Bible, Abraham and Isaac, and on we go. And you guys all know some great stories where men move. You're no different from them. You are all leaders and teachers. You have something to offer. And listen, God will draw all people to you because of the beauty in you and the love that is in us. That's his word. That's his word. So James 4:3, ye ask, but you receive not, because you ask amiss. Now, we're going to learn what amiss is. And you guys, again, it's not pretty. That you may consume it up on your own lust. So amiss means you're out of place, you're unusual, you're unbecoming, you're warped, you're not falling in line with, unrighteous, you're wicked, and in other simple word, a nicer word, not a righteous person. And the faith is in the wrong thing. Choice with God is the reward. I have been guilty of asking God many a times amiss. Has anybody else ever asked for something and they never received it from God? And that, there again is where I go, and I wonder, used to wonder why everyone else is so blessed and others aren't. So we're not talking about people that aren't serving. The wrong motivation for prayer will never be answered. So I'm just going to give a little thing here. I've had former friends try and get me to go to fortune tellers. I did go with them, but I did not. I waited in the waiting room. And I had two friends came out that had big faith in the fortune teller. Now hear this. Their faith was more in the fortune teller than it was in God. The other three said, I'm just doing it for fun. But let me tell you what the fortune teller told me. Let me tell you. Two of the people that believed so strongly, every which way they would use ridiculous comments to me. I just couldn't see what they were talking about. They put it into existence. They almost forced the issue of what the fortune teller told them. That's how strong they believed in this person that they didn't know. Well, I'm here to tell you, for us to get into the Word of God and knowing Him and His Word, and you will know what your future holds, and you don't have to pay some nasty sleazeball that's taken money from you to give you a bunch of lies. That's the truth of the matter. I mean, people, you know, my other friends went in fun and games, okay, cracked up at it. I laughed at all of them, but I did go with them. So now, we're going to go into the rewards. The biggest reward is inheritance. That's the very biggest one. I don't want to go to hell. And I don't want any of God's, I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't want the sinners. We love the sinners, but we hate the sin thereof. I don't want to see that. It's a horrible thing. God has shown me a little bit about what hell is. A lot more about heaven, but He's shown me in His Word. In His Word. But we're not going to go into that. That's not what we're doing right now. We're going into inheritance. This is the biggest one. Life ever after. Then the second, He's our healer. He gives us health and prosperity to work so that our finances are magnificent. After all, He didn't say Adam and Eve was going to have poverty. We didn't hear Rita read that for those that heard her read last week. We heard, so now, praises to Him promotes health. You know, our church is a big praise. We praise God. We praise God probably 30 minutes before we go into the Word. But guess what? That's because he loves that. He smiles. Then he gives us our air in our lungs. He gives us the good health reports when we pray, when we get certain things that come up on us from doctors. He gives us protection from earthquakes. Oh, listen, he gives us everything. He gives us longevity. All of our prayers are answered. We're not murdered. We don't have to fight with people. He fights our battles for us. He protects us when we're on the road. And listen, our Father is proud for us to be a representative of Him in the full armor of His Word. I want that. I want your health, Sister Lee. I want your prosperity. I want your happiness. I want everything that our church is receiving and getting from God, our church people. More than anything, I love my peace. That's the best thing that God has ever given me, is peace. And so I wanted to just go in here a little bit about peace. And this is one of my favorite, and I'm just gonna say it. When Jesus was on the ship and the disciples were afraid because a bad storm started brewing, and it came up fast and big, and we don't even know how big. They come down and they, Master, Master, and I use this all the time, so you've heard me say it. I know some of us in the church have heard me say it. So Jesus said to them, "O ye of little faith, why are you Why? So he had to calm the storm. Now that to me is a miracle. But the real miracle would have been this, guys. If they would have remained faithful, he would have taken them through the storm, through the billows of the storm, as though it didn't exist. See? But because of their little faith, he was still active for them. He still responded to them. But because they couldn't let their fear go, he had to go ahead and calm that. But he would have taken, see, there's two parts to every part of his word. He's proud of us. He wants us to be blessed so that other people stay, people that are in agony, people that are in, you know, whatever, that they can get the same results. See, he doesn't have a respecter of persons. We learned that. So he will give, if he gives it to Sister Carla and Heather, he's going to give it to me. That's his promise. But our faith has to grow into big faith. It has to, and listen, he does evaluate each and every person. By the way, he evaluates them on their faith, not their fake faith, but their little faith as their faith is growing. He will minister to them and show them, yes, if you keep exercising your faith, let me show you what I have for you. Just keep practicing it. Just keep exercising it. Don't, what is it that they did in the they were griping and groaning and moaning and, you know, they just blew their own selves away is what they did. So, okay, so now, no fear, or if it comes, we throw it down, right? We know how to get rid of fear. Not nervous, no depression. Fear not, faith is guiding us. This is my favorite scripture. For God hath not given us the spirit. Spirit is evil, because if it's not from God, it's evil. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Who then gave it? But he gave us love, power, and a sound mind. That's a sound mind there, guys. That means no dementia, no Alzheimer's, whatever they want to create for us. And you know why? This is why and how I know by faith. I will not ever get that. I will never get that. Because I'm staying in the Word of God. The first time I said it, I was scared. but I said it. I said it to Pete and people. I'm not afraid. I will not get this. I claim this scripture, and I was so afraid. Satan came to me and said, oh, my God, what if you get dementia or Alzheimer's? Then you made God a liar. See how Satan works? No, I will not have this upon me because I have prayed and I have asked God to let me teach in the entirety of His Word. Now, it doesn't mean the ones that have it are going to hell. Listen, that's not what I'm saying. He says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge of my Word. They don't understand the whole Word. They don't understand all of the rewards and the promises, guys. So evil in Hebrew and Greek is adversity, affliction, calamity, harm, hurt. Hebrews 10:27 and Proverbs, I believe, said, evil cannot happen to a man keeping the word. That's a promise. That doesn't say right there that, I mean, that's evil cannot happen to a man who's keeping the word. That's for real. That's a good scripture. I like that scripture. So, now, how is God rewarding? We're going to continue on. Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of God, the knowledge of truth, truth sets us free. There, this scripture has scared me and oftentimes too, makes me not want to do bad sin. You guys know what I'm talking about sin. When I forget to pray or I don't pray, for when I say pray now, understand, I ask for people to be healed, I pray that. But there are times when I just need to go in and let the Spirit work within me and pray in spirit. So when I don't do that, when I don't practice that enough, it hurts me a little bit. It doesn't hurt God. It hurts me. Because the joy seems to kind of seep a little bit of that big joy, that big peace tries to seep out of me. So see, He's our maker. We have to do this every day. We've got to pray. Not just say, oh, Lord, today's, you know, I'm going to let, you know. He wants us to be serious, you know. He's looking for the real deal, like we. So, remaineth in this scripture here, Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifices for sins. God isn't a God to be reckoned with. So He's talking about people that do it premeditated. I'm doing it anyway. I feel good. This makes me feel good right now. I don't care. I'm going to do it. You know, it is going to get harder when we tamper with God's truth. It does get more difficult. But listen, if I can come out of it, so can everyone. I'm sorry. That's His word. Okay. Now, I'm going to go into how is God punishing men and man and women. Romans 8:13. Die in sin. Okay? So I know of two examples, and I couldn't think of any more. Two men that was on the expressway, and they were, what do they call that when you're in road rage? They were in road rage, and they somehow, one got up close to the other one, and he said, pull over! You go on and pull over. So they did, and they went at it, and I believe he beat the guy almost to death. But on his way back to his car, he got hit and killed by a car. He never made it back to his car. So that is evil to me. They died in their, I can say this, there was no deathbed confession. Let me put this out here. They died in sin because of the evil that they were in. The other example, and I know you guys may remember this because Harry makes me watch Racing sometimes, even though I dislike it, but sometimes I watch it. The race car driver that was so angry with the guy that caused him to lose the race, he jumped out into the raceway and was screaming at the guy when the guy went by that caused him to lose, and the other guy killed him, hit him and killed him. So he was in anger, he was in rage, and again, we don't reckon with God. Okay, that's the only two that I know of. I'm sure all of you guys, when we get this all typed out for you, you will have your own examples of when you've seen things that weren't right and you just knew that it wasn't right. You just knew that it was evil. Okay, 1 John 3:10, children of the devil. Colossians 1:23, we have no hope when in sin. Okay. Romans 2, verse 5, storing up wrath in sin. Okay. 1 John 3:15, no eternal life abiding in us when we're in sin. So Galatians 6 and 8, wreak corruption when in sin. And I don't know what made me do this, but I decided to look up corruption. And it's moral perversion, bribery, huckstering. That's to make a dishonest gain to somebody. And you just rip them off, okay? So, in other words, it isn't, you have to work out your own, whatever that you think that is. But when I looked up corruption, that's what it said, to get a dishonest gain. Bribery. Okay, so that's corruption when you're in sin. 1 John 3:14. We abide in death when we're in sin. And then Psalm 66:18, God does not hear us when we're in sin. You have to go back to Christ. You have to go back to Jesus that died for us to make the pathway clear again so that we can be holy. Okay, Genesis 2:17, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we're talking again about Adam and Eve, told you not to eat, for in that day that you eat from it, you will surely die. So that was their choice. And dying there means, you know, they were dead in their sin, but God provided for them. They had to have asked for forgiveness. He provided for them as they were leaving. So that's Genesis 2:17. Psalm 34:21, evil shall slay the wicked. Okay. Proverbs 14:32, the wicked is thrust down. And Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction? Whose God is their appetite? And whose glory is in the shame, which is pride? Who sets their minds on earthly things? So we've got to be careful what we pray for. We have to have the right motivation behind what we're asking God for. But and that's where you have prayed amiss. You prayed asking God for the wrong thing. You weren't in where you should be. So 1 Chronicles 10:13, Saul died for his trespass, which he committed against the Lord. God, you know, he died as a result of that. Okay, how is God still punishing men? Revelations 20 and 15. And if anyone's name was not found written in this book of life, he is thrown into the lake of fire. So that's a promise there. That's how God is punishing men. Revelations 21:8. But for the cowardly and the unbelieving and the, I can't say this, abominable, something like that, and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and adulterers, however you say that, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay. Psalm 32:10. Many of the sorrows of the wicked. Many are the sorrows of the wicked. In other words, they're always going to have sorrows over and over and over. Deep sadness all the time. Unhappy. Sorrowful. Sad. Okay? Matthew 25:46. These will go away into eternal punishment. Okay? Proverbs 13:5. A wicked man acts disgustingly, and shamefully. And when I look that up, it's causing disgrace. He's guilty. He's not decent. Okay? So now we're just getting into the punishment. It's not a pleasant thing, but God's word is very real. Proverbs 24:22, for this their calamity will rise suddenly. So calamity is tribulation, disaster. All right. Leviticus 26:16. I, in turn, will do this to you. I will appoint over you a sudden terror, consumption, and fever that will waste away the eyes and cause the soul to pine away. Also, you will sow your seed uselessly, for your enemies will eat it up. That's a real bad one. Matthew 13:49. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, this is beautiful, and take out the wicked from among the righteous. That's a great, Matthew, that was great. You know, look how much God loves us there, that he's going to protect us. He protects us when there's earthquakes going on all around us. He protects us when the storm is brewing, the hail, anything that we ask. You know, now he requires prayer regularly, guys. You know, that's God, you know. He created us. So so a right relationship with God is essential. And I'm adding in there relationship and fellowship because they are synonymous. You can't have one without the other. One cannot exist without the other. So that's what I have for question number 5. How is God rewarding men? How is God punishing men? And so we know that we have a right to claim joy and everything above. You know, this was very deep. And next week, it's 7:15. Next week we will start on number 6. What is the greatest lesson that Christ ever gave concerning the fact that God respects, he doesn't have a respect for persons of to no one? We'll start in that, answer that question. And then it's going to take us a little while to get through this, but I hope that we've learned something tonight, and I believe that we have. So is there anyone that would like prayer tonight? Prayer request?
It's Becca. I do have a prayer request.
Okay.
If we could keep my dad's side of the family in prayer, especially my dad's girlfriend's father. His best friend, who was a really close family friend, just passed away yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So she really helped him when his wife died a couple years ago. So I just pray that we keep him in prayer and just, like, let God give him peace.
Okay. What is his name on?
Don.
Don? Okay. All right. Is there anyone else? Oh, praise God. We're all healthy. We've all got good things around people. Thank you, God, for that. Now, does anyone want to speak before we go into prayer and thank God for the lesson and for the knowledge that he has given us? Is there anyone that would like to comment or speak about the lesson tonight? I'm all game. Question. Hey. I guess it was pretty self-explanatory. Oh.
Yes, a good lesson.
Who is that?
Carol.
Carol. Oh, okay, praise God. You're all set too, Carol? Everything's good? How's your work going? We're doing good,
yes.
All of us? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I don't know about all you guys, but listen, through all of this, whatever that's been going on, I don't even like to give that thing any credit, that evil thing, that God has blessed everybody that I know. I mean, that's a praise report in itself. I thank God for that, for the people that I love, all my church family, all my relatives. God has surely blessed me. He's blessed us all so much. I'm thankful for him doing that. Anyone else? Okay, we can pray. We can just pray and ask God to bless Don, to give him peace about the death. Well, actually, we're just, thank you, God, for Becca's request, her prayer request, Lord. Thank you, God, that you're performing things all around us and you're making it all perfect, God. That we're in the midst of the storms, that we have perfect peace, God. I praise you for your word, Lord. I thank you for the church family, God, and I thank you for everything that everybody's been putting into the lesson. Because I'm going to appoint somebody to teach here pretty soon, God. One of the younger people, especially. You'll let me know, God, when it comes to pass, and I'll appoint. We're all teachers, and we work for you, Lord, and we love you with all of our hearts and soul. Thank you for your truth, and praise you, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Oh, these crazy kids. I'm killing you.
Okay. Everyone, I have a joke.
Okay.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there? Yeah.
You're there.
Olive.
Olive.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you, bunches, Becca.
I love you, too.
Hey, Heather. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I love you, too.
What?
I love
you, man.
I'm
stuck in
there.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Rhonda. I want to thank everybody for all your prayers for what I've been going through. I appreciate it so much.
That's good, honey. God loves you. We love you, Rhonda.
I love you, too.
We truly do. Our church, I'm telling you, we go the last mile. I believe that. And you've been up on our hearts, and you will get through this, honey.
I know. And I do appreciate my church family. I love you all very much. and the support has been wonderful.
We love you. Hey, let's pray for Sister Linda tonight, too, you guys. I got a text from her. I won't be calling in. I think she's going through a hard time now with some health issues. And so she's waiting for an MRI. And let's just pray that God will, that they will find out what's wrong. We can ask God for that. And give her peace and give her some help here. So I'm thanking God for that, and I'm claiming the victory now. Okay, well, you guys have a wonderful evening, and I love all of you.
Love you
too. Love you
too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.